City planning is portrayed as a contact sport in the new documentary Citizen Jane, Battle for the City. The film is about activist Jane Jacobs, who fought New York's master builder, Robert Moses, when he was at the height of his power. Critic Bob Mondello says it was never a fair fight, but that didn't slow her down.
She was the David to his Goliath. Designing the city of tomorrow, he saw high-rises, bridges, superhighways, and in the 1950s and 60s, he had the muscle to make them happen.
The legendary power broker, Robert Moses, represented the authority of the great man who was going to come into the city with his carving knife and clear away the cancerous tissue.
The images on screen are of whole blocks being demolished by wrecking ball and explosives.
And replace it with the shiny implements of modernist planning.
Robert Moses with models and sketches.
You have to move a lot of people out of the way of a big housing project or slum clearance project. A lot of them are not going to like it.
Grant the man a gift for understatement. While he designed crisp city blocks from on high, Jane Jacobs was looking at New York from street level. To her, a city wasn't about buildings, it was about people. Planners like Moses may have seen newsstands and folks sitting on front stoops as clutter.
Today, our greatest single problem is tenant removal.
Jacobs saw a vibrant streetscape.
I have very little faith in even the kind of person who prefers to take a large overall view of things.
They were natural antagonists, these two, and with archival footage, director Matt Turnauer revisits their biggest battles over, say, the Moses plan to declare much of Greenwich Village a slum so he could run traffic, think his neighborhood-killing Cross Bronx Expressway, through the center of Washington Square. Jacobs had just published her book, The Death and Life of Great American Cities, and she lived in Greenwich Village. Moses foolishly termed her just a mother with a baby carriage. He would soon learn not to underestimate mothers.
You know that thing about an inert object? Well, there is nothing more inert than a planning office. It gets going in one direction and it is never going to change of its own accord. If anything was going to happen to reverse the way things were being done, then the citizens had to frustrate the planners. I thereupon began to devote myself to frustrating planners.
Oh, did she? She proved that the people of Greenwich Village could fight City Hall, but the Moses doctrine of bulldoze and replace was making a lot of money for developers, and it was spreading.
Well, you have to bullet through. You've got to do it. It's like all these things that have opposition.
Cities everywhere followed his lead, bulldozing run-down neighborhoods to construct soulless, low-income high-rises that no one wanted. The film shows the result: Pruitt-Igoe in St. Louis, Cabrini Green in Chicago, huge, sterile towers surrounded by ribbons of concrete and what sketches depicted as parklands, but what were in reality the equivalent of empty lots. Jacobs predicted correctly that these walled-in green spaces would prove more dangerous than the busy streets they replaced because no one would ever be in them. This is not the rebuilding of cities, she wrote. This is the sacking of cities.
Any city that's tearing down its buildings just to make money for a development or just to have novelty is doing something criminal.
It would be hard to watch Citizen Jane Battle for the City without making connections to battles raging today. Politicians who want to build things, walls, infrastructure, to clean up clutter and make people conform. Jacobs argued that what looks to them like disorder is actually what makes a crowded human landscape function. It's just a more complex order. And in this fascinating documentary, you can see the beauty she found in that complexity. I'm Bob Mondello.